in the limelight. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau let silence speak for itself when asked to comment on the decision to forcibly clear peaceful protesters outside the White House to make way for a Trump photo opportunity at a nearby church. Standing pensively at his lectern, apparently mulling his answer for more than 20 seconds before answering that Canada also suffered from systemic discrimination, never mentioning the American president. Trudeau claimed, "We need to be allies in the fight against discrimination. We need to listen, we need to learn, and we need to work hard to fix, to figure out how we can be part of the solution on fixing things." German Chancellor Angela Merkel sidestepped questions from ZDF public television about Donald Trump recently, claiming the killing of George Floyd was really, really terrible. "Racism is something terrible and society in the United States is very polarized." When pressed, Angela Merkel conceded that Trump's political style is a very controversial one, but would go no further when asked if she had confidence in him. We're prepared for you an article written by David Rising under the heading "World Joins US Protests But Leaders Restrained About Trump." The article was taken from the Associated Press news agency. Please stay with us for more of David Rising's article. People have taken to the streets of Berlin, London, Paris, and other cities around the world to demonstrate in support of Black Lives Matter protesters in the United States and to vent anger over President Donald Trump's response to the police killing of George Floyd in Minnesota. But at the top, the leaders of traditional allies of the United States have taken pains to avoid criticizing Trump directly, walking a fine line to reconcile international diplomacy with domestic outrage. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau let silence speak for itself when asked to comment on the decision to forcibly clear peaceful protesters outside the White House to make way for a Trump photo opportunity at a nearby church, standing pensively at his lectern, apparently mulling his answer for more than 20 seconds before answering that Canada also suffered from systemic discrimination, never mentioning the American president. Justin Trudeau said, "We need to be allies in the fight against discrimination. We need to listen, we need to learn, and we need to work hard to fix, to figure out how we can be part of a solution on fixing things." Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel sidestepped questions from ZDF public television about Donald Trump recently, saying, "The killing of George Floyd was really, really terrible. Racism is something terrible and society in the United States is very polarized." When pressed, Merkel conceded that Trump's political style is a very controversial one, but would go no further when asked if she had confidence in him. David Wilf, deputy director of the Berlin office of the German Marshall Fund think tank, said, "A combination of factors are at work, including diplomatic courtesy, but also pragmatism, based on the possibility that Donald Trump will be re-elected to another 4 years in office this November." She said, "It would be proper for his peers to criticize, especially when it's very obvious that they're concerned that the United States is going through an incredibly difficult time. You have the triple whammy of an economic depression, a health crisis, and now, of course, social unrest due to questions of racism." But she said it's difficult for leaders like Justin Trudeau and Angela Merkel, who are seen as defenders of liberal democracy, and President Trump has trampled on many of the values that undergird liberal democracy, such as the protection of minorities, such as the freedom of assembly, and such as freedom of the press. Angela Merkel's verbal gymnastics could have been anticipated. In more than 14 years as Chancellor, she has steered clear of every critiquing allied world leader. But even leaders who typically support Donald Trump, like Hungary's Viktor Orban or the Zionist regime's Benjamin Netanyahu, have stayed silent on this issue. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who has sought to cultivate close ties with Donald Trump, called George Floyd's death appalling and said people have a right to protest to make their feelings known about injustices such as what happened to George Floyd, but urged peaceful demonstrations. Britain has seen several protests turn violent, and recently demonstrators in Bristol toppled the statue of a 17th century slave trader. They also spray-painted an iconic statue of former Prime Minister Winston Churchill in London, calling him a racist. Asked recently in Parliament to name Trump's good qualities, Boris Johnson stuck to generalities. Johnson said, "Mr. Trump, he has, amongst many other things, he is President of the United States, which is our most important ally in the world today." Johnson added, whatever people may say about it, and whatever those on the left may say about it, the United States is a bastion of peace and freedom and has been for most of my lifetime. France's Emmanuel Macron, who has in the past steered clear of criticizing Trump specifically, but has been vocal in speaking out against policies like the tariffs introduced by the administration, has not made a public appearance since George Floyd was killed on 25th of May. Floyd died after a white Minneapolis police officer pressed his knee into his neck for several minutes, even after he stopped responding. 3 days later, another African-American writhed on the streets in Paris as a white police officer pressed a knee to his neck during an arrest. France had several protests over the past week, with growing pressure on the French government to address accusations of brutality and racism within the French police force. Emmanuel Macron's office said the president is closely monitoring the events in both France and the United States, but he did not wish to speak for the moment. He's expected to address the nation soon, but his office did not give further details. A few leaders have spoken out more strongly, like Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, who criticized the response to the protests in the United States as authoritarian when pressed in Parliament last week for an explicit response on George Floyd's killing. He said, "I share and stand in solidarity with the demonstrations that are taking place in the United States." And Norway's Prime Minister Erna Solberg told the country's NTB news agency recently that she was deeply concerned about what is happening in the United States. She said the fundamental challenge of making minorities feel part of a society is essential. We must all work with that. She added, "One has to try to bridge the gap. It is not good for any society to be as deeply divided as the United States is right now." Ghana's president, Nana Akufo-Addo, said recently that it cannot be right that in the 21st century, the United States, this so-called great bastion of democracy, continues to grapple with the problem of systemic racism. South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, noted that naked racism in the United States calling the protests a turning point. Neither mentioned Donald Trump by name. Russian President Vladimir Putin has not weighed in, but Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova called the situation in the United States ridiculous. Zakharova said, "I would like to believe that before showing their zeal in protecting the rights of the suppressed and dissenters in other countries, U.S. authorities will start to scrupulously observe democratic standards and ensure the freedoms of their own citizens at home."